T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jacob Fry is the mayor of Minneapolis, and he's joining us right now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time on short notice. Tell people why you were over at the Capitol earlier in the day.
First off, thanks again for having me, Chad.
And absolutely.
I was over at the Capitol today because we got word that the Republican legislature was making public safety into a partisan issue. They were rolling out a bunch of proposals, most of which I haven't even read yet, that specifically address public safety in the Twin Cities, but they did so without actually talking to people from the Twin Cities, without talking to the mayor, without talking to the police chief, you know. And if you really want to take action, which I certainly do, on the topic of public safety, it would seem that you'd actually work collaboratively. But no, this is just another partisan attempt to divide urban and rural Minnesota, and it's one that I think the residents of our state are going to reject.
So you had no heads up whatsoever that this was on the docket for the day?
No, not at all. I mean, if there was a policy that I wanted to advocate for specifically in, you know, northwestern Minnesota, one of the first things that I would do is go and talk to local government officials in northwestern Minnesota. I would see how it impacted them directly. I would get an idea as to how we can collaborate, and then I would move forward together. No, they were just playing a whole bunch of political gymnastics, and, you know, Representatives Nadia Comaneci and Dominic Dawes really were pushing that agenda hard.
What part specifically of what you're calling partisan bothered you the most?
Well, first off, it's the unwillingness to actually communicate in advance. Again, if you want to get something done, if you truly want to get something done, let's work together. The second big piece is, you know, they were clearly targeting Minneapolis and St. Paul with a whole bunch of misinformation and just flat out untruths. And, you know, for instance, they were trying to say that, you know, we hadn't added police officers. Well, no, we did. We used to have 2 recruiting classes of police officers on an annual basis coming in. And after our last budget, we now have 3 recruiting classes coming in on an annual basis. So we added more officers, in fact, more officers than we even anticipated. And, you know, if the state legislature wants to give us more money, like the federal government does in the form of the COPS grant, we'll take that money. But what they're talking about doing is conditioning a meager amount of local government aid on doing specific things that they don't even understand themselves.
Were you just observing what was taking place when they actually were debating it? Did you have a chance to chime in, or did your chance to chime in end up in the hallway when you and Representative Grossel had the conversation?
I went over there to watch the press conference, as I had gotten word from some of my staff on the topic area. And so after they finished, I went up there and did my own impromptu press conference, because they're facts. I mean, you know, again, you're entitled to your own opinions. You're not entitled to your own facts. And when people start spouting off rhetoric where they don't know what they're talking about, or they haven't done the necessary due diligence, again, that's just bad politics. It's bad politics, it's bad government, and it lacks transparency to everyone who needs it.
John Croman, the excellent reporter for Care 11. The video is available. I've retweeted it. John originally had it on his Twitter feed, at John Croman. If you want to see it there, fine. If you want to see it on a retweet, you can, at Chad Hartman Show. Shows you and Representative Matt Grossel going at it for about 50 seconds, very pointed, accusing each other of lying, pat on the back, finger to the chest. Did you expect it to get as agitated as it did?
Well, first of all, I didn't even know who that guy was. He just seemed like he was really aggressive right off the bat.
So you did not know that was one of the representatives?
Not initially. Certainly now I do. I believe he was standing up there, so I guess I could have assumed that he was a representative. But I don't think I've ever talked to him before. There was one piece that frustrated me, and they were saying that we didn't add additional officers to the street in our last budget, and we did. I mean, that's not like a matter of opinion. That is just cut and dry. Look in the budget, $2.7 million going to add more police officers. My point is, look, just tell the truth. And if you don't have all the facts, maybe don't do a press conference until you have them.
How did the conversation start in this hallway?
He just, I think, randomly yelled something at me. I don't even remember precisely what it was. I'm not going to back down from a little banter. I just pointed out that, you know, that you should tell the truth. People deserve transparency, and the voters deserve the facts. He didn't like that very much. Here's the thing. When you're a mayor of a city, you are tasked with a whole lot of difficult issues. You're tasked with prioritizing funding. You're charged with making really hard decisions as to how money is allocated. And a lot of the time, like, the different ends of that funding are benevolent. Like, you know, it's choosing between two good things that the city needs, you know, potholes and cops, firefighters and affordable housing, redevelopment of a riverfront, versus, really tough issues. And whereas what they're doing is just spouting off Republican talking points. And again, it's not with the underlying intention of improving public safety. If that was the underlying intention, talk to the chiefs, talk to the mayors. Let's figure out how we could work together to make this happen, because there are some good strategies out there.
Representative,
they just chose not to implement any of them.
We tried to reach out to Representative Grossel today. They've told us, his people told us, he's unavailable to come on today, which happens. He is a former sheriff's deputy. He's a former police chief. Here is a statement that his staff gave to us regarding what happened. Mayor Fry simply wants credit for training police officers to get fully approved staff levels at a time when the police chief and federation leaders are asking for 400 more officers. It's time city leaders stop ignoring the rise in violent crime in our cities and to begin to address the issue. The police chief and the union agrees. Minneapolis needs more police officers now. Officers on the ground want to stay in to fight to protect the public, but are continually understaffed. The chief put forth a plan of 400 more officers over the next 5 years. Good reason. Implement the plan. Minneapolis has the money to do it. What do you say to that statement from the representative?
First off, their whole point that they made the entire press conference, and you can listen to it, it's right there for everyone to see. They said Minneapolis didn't add officers in the last budget, and the truth is we did. We generally have two recruiting classes coming in on an annual basis, and now we have three every single year going forward. That's a fact, and that's a fact where they were grossly inaccurate on. Second, Chad, I've come on your radio show before, and I've advocated for additional police officers when I was running for mayor. I advocated for police officers after I was mayor. We advocated for police officers in this last budget, and we were able to strike a deal that did just that. Now, as far as the money goes, again, if the state wants to step up and provide us with grants like the federal government has done in the form of these cop grants that allows us to get more cops on the street, God bless. It's more than welcome. We'll take that money. But if they're talking about dividing the meager amount of money that we already get and insisting that we do certain things with it without actually knowing what is needed at the local level, I'm against it. You know, and this is not just me. This is, you know, small town and city mayors throughout the state that are frustrated that Republicans consistently deprive local governments with the necessary money to do the basic stuff, like fill potholes. They've declined to support it again and again and again. And just getting up there and doing a fancy press conference and passing the buck to yet another city or small town, I think that's wrong, and I'm going to call it out.
So let me ask you again, though, about the police chief. When Madari Arredondo said 400 police officers, that's an enormous increase. That puts pressure on you, but that puts pressure on the city council. Are you in a difficult spot because 400 just isn't going to happen? And in some ways, do you wish the police chief wouldn't have set the bar as high as he did?
No, of course not. Our police chief is tasked with giving recommendations that he believes would best suit our city of Minneapolis police department. Now, I, as mayor, am then tasked with balancing a whole bunch of other priorities, ranging from filling the potholes to redoing streets to doing necessary economic development and workforce matters. Now, Chief Arredondo is not the only city department head that didn't get everything that they asked for. In fact, every single one of them did not get everything that they asked for. But we were able to make the necessary additions, and we're going to continue doing so following a study that we have coming out outlining what we do need in terms of additional police officers.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. The city is vast. There are many areas that make up Minneapolis, but you know downtown, for good and bad, is going to draw more attention. We've talked about this multiple times in the show about an uptick in some areas of serious crime. There was a report that came out in the last 2 weeks talking about a dramatic increase in crime in downtown East. Do you believe the city as in total is safer now than when you first took over?
Well, no, absolutely we're moving in the right direction. We had a massive decline in violent crime in 2018. It was about a 20% drop. We then lost that 20% drop in 2019. The difference now is that we are moving into 2020 with a lot of momentum, as Police Chief Arredondo and I are making a whole bunch of necessary changes, whether that's in a culture shift in how our Minneapolis police officers do business, or it's in the new recruiting class that we added in this last budget. So, you know, we are making the necessary improvements. And again, if the state legislature wants to provide additional cop grants like the federal legislature has done, of course, we will take that money. But if they're going to tell us what to do with the meager amounts of money that we are occasionally given, you know, I'd say that local officials, mayors, and city councils throughout this state have a much better vantage point into what their unique cities need.
Although isn't there always going to be a back and forth with cities versus state, and that no matter how big the size of your particular city, you're not always going to agree what the legislature is going to do, including folks who, in this case, are on the opposite party, the Republicans?
Yes, and that kind of makes my point. Every one of these cities are different. Minneapolis has different needs than Crosby. We have different needs than towns throughout northern Minnesota. And you shouldn't have one overarching mandate that doesn't account for these dramatic differences. You know, are you doing this? Are you doing the crime data on a per capita basis? Are you doing it on overall crime trends? Are you accounting for business populations, or are you just looking at residential? This is why, you know, I mean, it's funny. You know, the Republicans usually talk about having more local government control. They talk about reducing the size of big state government and not having all this government overreach. Well, in this case, they're overreaching into an area that they don't understand and aren't trying to understand. They aren't trying to reach out to the local officials. They aren't trying to reach out to the police chiefs. They just want to have a press conference, get on the evening news, and hopefully, you know, things work out well in the ballot box. Well, as mayor, you're actually tasked with doing things. It's not just spouting off the fancy rhetoric. It's like actually doing things. And when it gets down to it, getting things done, believe it or not, it's harder than just saying them.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
the mayor of Minneapolis. Again, I appreciate that the representative gave us a statement, and I understand the schedule might be busy. In an ideal world, we would have had the representative on also.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.